Who's the mouth?
What?
The lighting?
What?
Is it good?
Whatever. Whatever you can see.
Yeah.
Tell him no.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Bob, you just work the lights if you want to drop everything.
Oh, yeah, you want some drama?
Yeah.
Some theater?
Work
some
the
noir?
Theater, you
some film
the,
noir styling?
You went to school. Work some theater
one.
That's going to be the.
Welcome, everyone, to the Red Room. Good show tonight. Glad you all came. You've no doubt milled around in the bookstore a little bit, which is a good thing. Normals donates this space to the Red Room, which is quite nice. It allows us to be in here rent-free so that all the money that comes in the door goes directly to musicians, which is kind of a rarity. We have shows here most every weekend, usually on Saturdays. The website, redroom.org, has upcoming schedule. If you want to sign up to get regular email announcements of upcoming shows, you can do that either through the website or we'll stick a sheet of paper out at the front desk there that you can put your email address on and we will sign you up. Hi Zero. That's it. Thank you for reminding me. One of the outgrowths of the Red Room series is a really great festival that will be happening September 22nd through the 24th this year. It's the High Zero Festival. It's structured in a way that people coming to the festival or people who are playing in the festival are hired as just single performers, and the festival organizers put all those single performers into all kinds of wild combinations, solos, duos, trios, sometimes big bands, all kinds of instrumentation, all kinds of different styles. Everything happens on stage. You know, you can hate it for 10 seconds and have a glorious musical experience moments later. So tell people about that. That's happening at the Theater Project this September. And also, if you're out of town, we get a lot more out-of-towners, and we'd love to get a lot more people coming into Baltimore for the festival. So tonight, this opening band is called Cash Flow, and I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, and I'm not sure that I will have figured it out by the time they're finished playing. I believe players A through D generate sounds, and they can either use all of those sounds or they can discard some of those sounds. So say player A might have like 8 sounds, but he might only use 5 and discard to his left, which would be, this is player D over here, so he would get 3 of player A's sounds, which he can then again choose to either discard to either B or C. Then after all of those sounds are organized in that way, then I think some of the discards and the play occurs through these pathways here, and there's modulations from these machines here, and then there's probably trump cards that are played. I'm not exactly sure if there's a dummy hand. There could be, maybe in the bathroom, that might be the dummy hand. I'm not sure if it's a partner's game, but you should probably watch their facial movements carefully, because you could see like a little eye tick might mean pass. This is Cash Flow.
Thank you. Thank you.
adjust our card passing routines.
Anybody know any card jokes? That might work.
Thank you.
15-20 minute break, browse the bookstore again, go roll up a cigarette, smoke it outside, and then we'll have Stanley Schumacher, Evan Lipson, and Todd Whitman. We'll try and re-coalesce all of these pieces.